autobiography, then, Ian, I was reading that you didn't think people would be interested.
No, I mean, it's a strange thing when you get asked to write a book when you've just come from a pretty normal background, you know, and they've been asking me for a couple of years now, and then eventually I thought it was worthwhile with so many people contacting me about coming back from recovery with my leg and stuff. So it's not just a story about racing, it's about coming back from something, you know, that's been a trauma to you.
Did you ever think you would get back? I mean, were you determined to get back?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you go through horrendous dark days, and sometimes I didn't want to get on a motorbike again. But you always remember that once the pain goes away, you've not forgotten how to ride a motorbike, and you've just got to keep pushing through it as long as it takes. And unfortunately, it took a long, long time, but you still get there in the end.
Everything was going well, wasn't it? And then 2010, it all went a little bit pear-shaped.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's motorcycle racing, and you know, I take a lot more different outlook to it now. I think I'd only had one accident up until my leg getting ridden over, and that was a collarbone, which was fixed in about 4 weeks. So I wasn't really used to it, and when that happened, my leg was ridden over and on and off for 3 years trying to fix it, which is a massive chunk of your life, really.
Did you come back a little bit early? Because I think you've been promised rides, hadn't you? And you were really determined to...
Yeah, to get back
on that bike.
I kept trying to... I wasn't really trying to come back. I was just trying to keep my eye in. You know, the TT is a very hard place to race around, and 3 or 4 years completely away from the place, you would struggle to come back and be competitive. So I rode in 2012 with my leg in a carbon cast, and it was still broken, but I wasn't there to make a comeback. I was there just to keep my eye in, really. And
great reaction, though. Great reception from... everybody.
Yeah, it was nice to get back in 15 to win in there, and you know, the reception was unbelievable, more than I got when I won all five races in 2010. So and then to go on again this year, I won three last year and three this year, and you know, it's been great.
And I think it was it Silverstone where you had the accident?
Yeah, Silverstone. Yeah, it wasn't even a big crash. I was just knocked off in the wet and left lying in the track, and one of the slower riders at the back of the pack rode over me. So yeah, it's an unfortunate thing, and that's how it goes in racing.
I think at first you tried to keep the treatment you had a little bit quiet, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, because in motorcycle racing, it's hard to get a ride. It's hard to keep people interested in you. As soon as you're gone from the paddock, you're gone and forgotten about. And I didn't really want to go into too much detail of how bad my leg was, because I thought I'd never get a ride again. So, you know, it's all out now, and most people know what's gone on and probably sick of hearing about it. But it's definitely nice to get people coming up saying that what I went through helped them get through, you know, stuff they've done as well.
It's a real human interest story, this, isn't it? It's not just, I mean, you don't necessarily have to be a motorcycle fan to read the book. It's that human interest that's there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the side that of the motorcycle racing that I came from a normal background, and I was just a bike mechanic, left school as a bike mechanic and started racing myself off my own back rather than an ex-famous dad or family that was into bike racing, so that picks up a lot of it. And then obviously the injury side takes on a totally different side of people that don't have a clue about bike racing, just want to a personal thing of coming back from an injury.
Well, can you remember your first TT? What was it like? Because, I mean, some amazing speeds around that track, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, because we're constantly racing, you lose memory of loads of stuff that you've done, and can't even remember some of the races I've been at. But going there for the first time is obviously nerve-wracking, and I was pretty clueless as well, because I wasn't brought up with racing, so I was just, like, dipping my toes in where I could, and I'd done the Manx first on a friend's road bike, and become the fastest newcomer around the Isle of Man on my friend's road bike. So, you know, it was obvious where it was going, and it just takes time, and I've just chipped away and progressed. And, you know, we peaked in 2010, winning all five races, and I'd like to get back to that point again, but obviously it's very hard around the Isle of Man.
And of course, what people don't realise is you are on the open road there. It's proper roads, isn't it? You know, you're going past someone's bungalow, aren't you? It's amazing speed.
Yeah, they are public roads, but as soon as everything's closed off, it becomes a racetrack to us, so it's totally different from riding round an hour before when it is a public road. But I think that's what makes such a thrill for people to watch. You're literally sat on a grass banking of us going straight past, where at Silverstone, you know, you're 200 metres back from the bikes, and they don't actually look that fast because you're so far away.
And with all the operations and all the treatment on your leg, have you had to have your bike specially adapted? Or
yeah, I had a lot of infection problems with the bone coming out of my skin. So My tendons got damaged and I've no tendons to lift my foot, and it's my left leg, which is what you change gear with. So the only option to come back was to convert the bike to a right-hand gear shift. And then obviously you lose your back brakes. I've had to have a back brake put on the handlebar, which I use with my thumb. So there's quite a few changes, but at the time it seemed absolutely impossible to be able to come back and win with a right-hand gear shift and stuff. But clearly it was the best thing that I did, because I wouldn't be racing ever again if I tried to do it with my left foot.
As you say, 3 years out from racing, but I think you're well and truly back now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm back now, and I've been lucky enough to be racing with BMW this year and the Tyco BMW team, and also a Yamaha team on a 600. So I've got great team behind me and great bikes behind me, and you know, the whole package is there for me to continue the success, hopefully.